This is the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments.
All right, we're back to the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments. I'm BlackEnterprise.com Editor-in-Chief, Alfred Edmond Jr. Up next at the Roundtable, we bring you an entrepreneur who is claiming her own place in the spotlight. Cookie Johnson. She's well known for being a powerhouse philanthropist and the wife of an NBA legend, Magic Johnson. But now she is making her own mark. A lot of people don't know that Cookie Johnson has always had a passion for fashion. She graduated from Michigan State University with a bachelor's degree in retail management. But once she graduated, she put her passion aside to focus on family. She became the wife of one of the biggest superstars on the basketball court and a mother. But then in June 2009, Johnson took some of those old dreams off the shelf and set out to become an entrepreneur in her own right. She launched her own denim clothing line, CJ by Cookie. Now, after seeing massive success, including being at the top of the list on Oprah's Favorite Things, Johnson's clothing can be found in Nordstrom's and Bloomingdale department stores across the country. We've seen stories of her business success in magazines including Ebony, Essence, O, Giant, and Sophisticus Black Hair Care. They all say that Johnson is a designer and entrepreneur on the move. One of her stops on the way, naturally, the Urban Business Roundtable. Today she talks with Angelique Westerfield about why her new business venture is making waves and capturing the headlines. Following Angelique's report, we'll hear this week's inspiration and motivation from the Realionaire at the Roundtable, author, entrepreneurial icon, and motivational speaker, Farag Ray. Angelique?
Thanks, Alfred. Cookie Johnson has the magic touch, so much so that Oprah named her denim clothing line, CJ by Cookie Johnson, one of her favorite things. Then again, Johnson's premium denim jeans are on the favorite list of many because they are flying off store racks. Johnson says she knew her denim line would be successful because there was a clear need and void in the market. Johnson, like many other women, could not find premium denim jeans that fit her body type.
The main reason I decided to start this line is because I couldn't find a jean to fit me, not my body type. And when I say jeans, I mean premium denim, contemporary style jeans, the jeans that I like to wear. I knew that there were other women out there like me who, you know, we have curves. That doesn't mean we're not in fashion. That doesn't mean we have the type of body that can't look good in a pair of jeans. For a first-year company, we made a profit in a recession, and I thought that was a great accomplishment. So I'm very proud of what we're doing so far.
Johnson's retail background helped her understand the logistics of customer retail purchasing. In fact, Johnson's first job was as a buyer for a department store. That's where she began selling to the general public.
The biggest thing that I did was get it in the stores right away. Some people design lines and they spend a lot of money on fashion shows and trying to get the promotional stuff out there. But until you get into a real store, you can't do any business. But I was lucky enough to start off in the stores, so I didn't have to do a really big campaign. We just did in-store promoting. I do appearances at stores, and the stores call their customer base, and the customers come in, and I meet and greet, and we talk about the jeans. And basically, we've had a little bit of press from some of the magazines, and of course, then there was Oprah. And she just skyrocketed everything. So really, when you have that, you don't need a huge emotional campaign.
Johnson has definitely hit a niche market, which is a key part of her success. She's giving many curvy girls what they've been waiting for.
This line needed to go all the way up to an 18 because there are girls who are curvy but can still look good in a pair of bootcuts or leggings, and it's just not fair that there's no one making jeans for them. I mean, even when you think of large sizes, you know, they have their own niche, and then there's the other jean companies that are for the size 0 to probably the size 10, and then everybody else is left out. So when I say curvy, it could be a size 2. And it's just about the body shape.
Johnson is focused on her denim line for now, but she says that she's got a few other creations up her sleeve.
Right now, I'm just going to concentrate on denim and try to get, you know, as diversified as I can with denim. Like, we have denim shorts for spring now. We might do denim jackets, and I have a couple of cargo pants that are going to come out in the fall that are silk cargo pants. Eventually, I would love to move into doing casual dress pants. I have the same problem with pants. They never come up high enough on me in the back, and a lot of them never have enough room in the thighs. So I really want to venture into that arena. And then one day I might do a complete collection.
Cookie Johnson has created jeans right out of a curvy girl's dreams. She's found a niche, and now when it comes to fashion, she's running the court. For the Urban Business Roundtable, I'm Angelique Westerfield.